Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How does one describe Detroit rap music?
Part of the strength of Detroit's rap scene is its diversity.
It turns out that definition is not that easy to pinpoint, but its impact, impossible to miss. This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. Detroit is known for a variety of things, namely the Motor City, home of the automobile. We put the world on wheels. Second only to the car is music. Motown, Detroit Rock City. Over 30 musical acts that originated in Detroit have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No other city lays claim to that many. You think about the legends, Aretha, Stevie, Seeger. Earlier this week, Detroit's own Eminem elected to the Rock Hall on his first year of eligibility, no less. So where does that put Slim Shady in the pantheon of Detroit musicians?
Where you put Eminem in terms of artists from Detroit is really up near the top. But the one thing you have to understand is more than just a Detroit guy, a Detroit rapper, Eminem is a global success. He's a global superstar, perhaps, and with apologies to all those great Motown acts and some of our great rock and rollers, quite possibly the biggest music act ever come out of Detroit, without question. Like I say, a global success, you know, more than 200 million record sales worldwide. You go anywhere on the planet and they know who Eminem is, and they'll spit his lyrics back at you. He is at the very top of artists who have come out of this area.
That right there, well, that is the voice of legendary Detroit music critic Gary Graff, who also holds a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame vote. Eminem's success is unquestioned. Hundreds of millions of albums sold, Grammy Awards, Billboards, AMAs. I mean, he won an Oscar for the score of the hit film 8 Mile, which of course is loosely based on his life. What is it about M that makes him so relatable across the globe?
He has such a unique and distinctive style. The speed of his flow, his language choices, his humor. He's one of these great straight-faced comics. He also has such a bite to his language, and that doesn't just mean profanity. He's incredibly skilled as a lyricist. He's incredibly skilled as an MC, and he's totally original. He is also emotionally very honest. He has written and rapped so much about his family life, about his adult marital life, about parenthood, about being a successful musician. And people can just relate. It's very raw and kind of brutal. And, you know, if you can't relate to a guy who's putting it out there with that kind of naked honesty, then you don't have a heart.
What does Eminem's success mean for other rappers? And more importantly, what does it mean for Detroit rappers? The next voice you'll hear is that of Neek Love Rhodes. She's a hip-hop artist and performer with her finger on the pulse of the Detroit rap game.
Musically, what Eminem has shown is that Detroit hip-hop has a place on a global scale and that we can make hit records that stand the test of time. And I think he's one of the handful of artists. I would put him in the same categories like a Jay-Z, as a Nas. You're seeing Big Sean kind of following those footsteps. Yeah, I'm a Detroit lyricist. You know, I come from that community, which is very much an underground-driven community. But you're seeing these artists make records that'll stand the test of time, make records that are classic. I even look at a Royce da 5'9", and I'll put him in that category of, like, made a body of work that, with the Book of Ryan and his follow-up album, like, those albums were considered like classics and like just massive pieces of work.
Certainly, names like Eminem and Big Sean are globally recognizable, but they're just a fraction of Detroit's hip-hop scene. When the focus turns back to the city itself, what does Detroit sound like? For that answer, I turn to Neek.
I call it Casio. It sounds like the production is like done on a Casio keyboard. The flow is kind of almost offbeat, out of pocket, by purpose, like a Sada Baby, and you could definitely hear that. I also think that you have some real, like, kind of soulful lyricism that pays homage to the days of like J Dilla and Slum Village. And then you have a new wave as well that's happening. Artists fuse other sounds into hip hop, whether that's rock or jazz. So you have like this hip hop fusion wave as well. So I would say those are kind of like the three major kind of like Detroit centric sounds that you can find, like these different communities who are elevating those styles.
I wonder if there is an element of rock fusion, like Detroit Rock City meets hip hop, that runs like a through line.
You're definitely seeing that in artists like myself. You have an artist by the name of Nappy Devi, who does really well with fusing hip hop with other genres. You know, kind of OGs like Miss Corona, who performs with the live band from time to time, and you definitely hear some of those elements, whether it's soul or some rock. And so I think you're seeing a lot more artists who are performing with live bands. You see that a lot more, and it's really exciting. I'm a fan of the fusion. I'm a fan of the Dilla-centric production in hip-hop, just where it's like classic lyricism, soulful vibe.
She had me thinking, when you talk regional rap music, there's usually a style. It's Chopped and Screwed in Houston and Hyphy in Oakland. What about Detroit? Our music journalist friend Gary says that's actually what sets Detroit apart. There is no one sound.
Part of the strength of Detroit's rap scene is its diversity. I don't think there's a sound of Detroit rap. All of the artists who are working in rap and hip hop here have their own sounds. Part of that is a part of Detroit music history where we value, whether it's in rock, whether it's in jazz, gospel, Detroit music fans value uniqueness. They value diversity. So there didn't need to be a Detroit rap sound, The idea that there are artists working in a variety of sounds and inventing a variety of sounds within the Detroit rap scene is, I think, the strength.
One of the things that makes Eminem so powerful is his global fame. Both Neek and Gary mentioned it, but that fame has brought something else, a spotlight on Detroit.
I had a friend who lived in Philadelphia, and his son's a huge Eminem fan, and they came in for one of his Comerica Park concerts with Rihanna, and the kid had to go to the restaurant Eminem used to work at in St. Clair Shores, and he had to drive along 8 Mile, and he wanted to find all the Eminem sites, and yeah, Eminem has worn Detroit proudly and represents it very well. And he brings people to town like techno brings people to town, like Motown brings people to town. The fans want to see the sites that Eminem has included in his songs, or he included in 8 Mile or reference in 8 Mile, and or that they've read about.
By the way, that St. Clair Shores restaurant where Slim worked, Gilbert's Lodge on Harper, shout out. So when we come back to Detroit, what's happening? For Neek, the answer's easy.
I think you have a lot of artists who are really tapped into not only elevating Detroit hip hop to new levels, like you have artists who are traveling overseas and representing Detroit hip hop on a global scale. But the community, I definitely think, is really still that DIY. I'm going to carve my own lane where there's no lane for me. I'm going to make my own way and shape my own path in this industry. Because of that, it is very communal. The more experimental hip-hop community, maybe those artists that are fusing other genres, they're definitely working out of a collective, right? I think of Nappy Devi. I think of artists like Kai Pi. I think of DJs like Reckless. You know, like a lot of some emerging names in the community. And then you have artists who are from that classic era where it's like, you know what? It's all about your bars and your lyricism.
One thing I did wonder, Where does rap happen? Where can the average fan find center-cut Detroit rap? Here's Gary one more time.
There's definitely been a change in the nature of the scene now, where you used to have the hip-hop shop or at St. Andrew's Hall or something. It seems like the performing rap scene has kind of moved and changed and morphed and is a little more episodic. So you'll see some showcases or release parties at places like Blue or the Annex or Crowfoot out in Pontiac. You know, St. Andrew's certainly still hosts rappers, so does the Majestic and the Magic Stick. There isn't that kind of regular spot. I do know Monday nights on Mix Factory Studios in Southfield does a showcase and networking event, mostly internal for the community, but they occasionally do live versions that are more open for the public. In a lot of ways, it's become more like other music scenes where, you know, events and concerts happen when they happen.
Detroit, a music city, undisputed across the globe. And while rock and Motown set the tone for the last 40 years, it's rap music that's been laying the beat. Thank you much to Detroit artist and rapper Neek Love Rhodes. And thanks to the one and only Gary Graff, award-winning Detroit music journalist. You want more? Good news. WWJNewsRadio.com has you covered. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.